Hello! With our special guest here today, it would be... What is your name?
Lorelai.
What kind of character are you going to be playing today?
I'm going to be playing half-elf. Human? Sorry, I normally do half-elf. I got confused for a minute. Yeah, today I'm going to be doing a human, because they have a lot of perks.
And what would be your class be?
Rogue. My class is rogue. Sorry, I had to look at my paper. My class is rogue.
All right, what's your HP?
Hold on, let me look at my paper. I can't really remember. 10.
Your AC?
That's my AC. 13.
That's a pretty good start for a character. Would there be any requests for the kind of campaign you'd want to play?
I'm thinking, maybe a Fallout shelter one. That would be nice, maybe.
I was thinking more, since you're a rogue, an evil campaign.
Alright. I'll go for an evil campaign.
Okay. So... You wake up, and you do your daily routine. You get up, and you get your food and water and whatnot.
Okay.
But in the distance, you hear loud noises coming from the town. Do you wish to investigate? You live in town. You're hearing stuff coming from all over the place.
I think I'll try to look out my window.
No. Roll a d20.
5.
You don't see anything. Would you like to look again?
Yes.
You still don't see anything.
I'd like to look again. Stop!
You still don't see anything.
18. What do I see?
As you walk outside of your home after not seeing anything because you have no windows, right? You see the entire city's on fire. Giant beasts carrying... great axes start rushing through the city, and I remind you, they're about as big as a house. Their weapons are as big as a light pole.
A light bulb?
Light pole.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And... what you see coming into the town on a giant black steel chariot is a man dressed in a cloak of skin.
Ew.
With dragon mail clothes. A sheath made out of diamonds.
What?
And a blade made out of the finest steel in the lands.
Alright. So am I, in their sight right now?
No. They can't see you. You live on the outskirts of the town. You can always grab your stuff, start packing, till they get there, and then you're gonna have to leave.
I'll start packing.
Roll d20.
14.
You find your rapier, your longbow, and your crossbow, and 20 ammo for each.
Don't I need food?
You have 2 days ration.
Yeah, I want to look for more food.
Nope.
A mouse.
Make a perception check.
What do you mean? Oh. Okay.
So, this little page is where you find all your stuff. You have a plus one in perception. Roll. Roll for perception.
All right. 18.
You see that a half skeleton, a half human man is standing at your door.
Oh.
Yeah. And he's asking you, do you wish to escape the city?
Yeah, I'm just like, just like standing in front of a skeleton guy, just like, give me a minute.
Now, this is going to be your first encounter.
I don't know if I should go with him.
He's part of the bad guys. You're playing an evil character. What do you think you should do?
Say no.
Evil people asking you to go with them. You being an evil character.
Oh, so go with them.
Yes. Twenty-one hours go by. You're in a giant... You reach a giant gate, like portal. Two giant stone/bone golems start opening the doors. You're in the far back with that general you were talking to. Let's get into the roleplay!
Alright.
In character. Laddie, why did you decide to come with us?
Because I really thought that, I was gonna get killed. Because people are going on a rampage over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, our troops are still burning the city down. What do you think of our creations?
They're pretty scary. I'd see why people would be afraid of them.
Your people? But you abandoned them for power.
What you talking about?
He laughs it off. It's okay. We all make some decisions in our life that probably one time we will wish we regretted.
Huh. I got one question for you. Are you guys gonna kill me?
That depends on what you're gonna do.
Like what?
That's up to you to make the decision. Out of character. Are you sure that's all the questions you have? Because you're approaching this weird gate-like portal.
Hold on.
We're out of character right now.
What?
When I say in character, we're in character. When I say out of character, we're talking normally. In character.
Wait, so, where are you taking me, actually? Why is there a giant portal here?
Hell number two.
Hell
There's
number two?
Nine hells. We are taking you to our place. Hell number two.
Wait, what about hell number one?
No, that's for torture.
Okay. Well, one more question. Why did you just randomly knock at my door?
Well, because you are the only one who is literally living in this entire forest alone. And you had signs everywhere saying, if you enter my property, I'm going to kill you.
What?
He pulls out a scroll of mind play, and he pulls out that memory.
Oh, no.
You're evil, my friend.
I don't know what you're talking about. I am the nicest girl on land. That's why they were told. Bloody's in my basement. I mean, what?
Why is there a bloody skull in your bag?
Oh no, that's just
That's a human skull.
No, that's plastic.
He grabs it and it's still bleeding. And there's a brain still sitting in there. And then you see him pull out another memory scroll and he sees that you murdered your own mother last. Like, 1 hour before he showed up.
What?
Dear gods! For the love of Hextor, why?
Give me back my prized possession, please.
Why did you murder your mother?
She wouldn't give me my cupcakes. She said wait till the next day. Come on. She said, wait till the next day. Of course.
He hands you the skull back. We all killed our parents. Boss over there killed everyone in his family.
I didn't have siblings. So I killed my father. Because, again, he didn't give me my donuts. They were jelly donuts. I mean, I couldn't resist. They were jelly. They were too good. I mean, who won't kill their parents for some jelly donuts?
I mean, I killed my parents because they hurt my brother.
Did you kill your brother?
Maybe.
Wow.
Because after he watched me kill our parents, he turned to the good side and I murdered him. Brutally. In his sleep.
Ooh, that was a nice choice. I drowned my dad and then stabbed him 37 times in the heart.
Because of a jelly-filled donut.
There were 10. You know, you gotta get your facts right. There were 10 donuts.
No, I'd understand if it was 11, but 10.
Oh, come on!
I would have at least chopped off 10 of his 10 of his fingers.
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, and I also got his heart right here, still bleeding. He's basically still alive in my hand. I was planning on eating him before the raid came.
Ah.
Put you back. But I didn't really get time to finish him. I ate his body, though.
Out of character. Roll dexterity check.
What's that?
Dexterity is a +3.
What is the dexterity?
It's a +5. Dexterity. It means like dodging. 14. You barely dodge an arrow to the face. What's your AC again? It's not on that page. 13? Another arrow came flying and hit your horse. Your horse falls over and died because it was a stone creation. It crumbles to dust. In character.
Aw, come on, I could have ate that.
No, you couldn't have. It was made of stone.
True. But if it wasn't, I would have ate it.
He doesn't see it. One of his soldiers doesn't see it. Another one of his soldiers don't see it. The second last soldier doesn't see it. Final soldier sees a troop of elven archers.
Sees what?
A group of elven archers.
Oh.
Pointing bows at the group. But you see three wizards are casting three looking weird looking spells.
Ducks fly out of their hands.
No. The gates start closing on their own. The stone golems disappear. What do you do?
I say...
A character.
Okay.
Oh, in character.
I look at them just very confused, just like...
You see the last soldier scream, "A follows!"
What the hell is a follows?
They're an Elven tribe known for banishing demons, which is what we are!
Mission in my mouth! Mage start running with the skeleton dude. Oh no, I ain't doing this!
As you start running for the gate,
I wasn't running for the gate. I was running.
No, you have to run for the gate. They're all behind you and forcing you to run toward the gate. As you yourself is about to make it, you and the general are the last two in. But you notice as you don't get in, the doors are shut. That's when you see this demon warlock. Pulls out another scroll, and then another scroll, and then a third scroll. A giant circle in the sky appears, with a pentagram in it.
Wow.
Roll perception. Would you have a plus one in?
Five.
Are we done? Well, you know what? I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, because he's casting the... Casting this, you get to see what this thing is.
But I rolled an 18.
Yeah, you still get to see what it is.
Okay, good.
If I can find the demons.
How long have we been doing this, Danny?
Almost 20 minutes.
Wait, so how long is this going to be? Are we doing, like,
episodes? 45 minutes. So each episode.
Each episode is 45 minutes?
Mm-hmm. As you look up, you see dragon claws ripping through the pentagram. You see an ancient copper dragon come out.
Oh no.
Oh no for the elves. But you see 20 sorcerers trying to counterspell this. It don't work.
Nothing does.
Let me go ahead and roll a d100. Plus... Oh, so that's 50. Plus... 400. This thing has 450 HP. This thing ain't dying to these elves. Its AC is a 39. And it's gonna go do a breath attack.
Oof.
It's gonna turn all their armor and weapons into rust. Cool, I rolled an 11, it hit. You wanna know what its bonus is? 41. In character, you just hear the dude speaking in a language you don't know.
And I'm just like...
No, are you? No, roll a d20. Roll a d20. You saved the fear check. Roll again. Let's see what your fortitude saving throw is.
What am I looking for?
Fortitude. Which, in other words, would be... Let me see. It. be your strength modifier. You fall on the ground. You fall on your butt for a second. You straight up fall back as you see this thing come out. You ain't scared, but you're in shock. Like, you didn't expect that. Like, you didn't expect him to summon an ancient copper dragon. Like, that's how serious this was about to get.
So didn't you say he's about to do a fire breath?
No, he did an acid breath. He's melting them and turning all their weapons and gear and all their magic items into
combustion. I thought he was burning them. Okay, so in character. Aw, and I say, aw, I thought he was burning them. I really wanted to eat some dinner.
The warlock doesn't respond as he's still controlling the dragon. You see the dragon's eyes are glowing black, same as the warlock's. You see the gate reopens. But you see the warlock ain't moving. The warlock's standing there, mindless. Do you wish to go through the portal, or do you wish to stay and help him? Your choice is up to you.
How can I help him? Throw a bunch of my dad's body parts at him?
See you later, bud.
So yeah, the warlock's not moving as his eyes are glowing black, same as the ancient copper dragons.
I'll stay.
Make a listen check first.
18.
Let me see your character.
I'm looking.
No, you don't know what I'm having you read.
I know.
You hear him speaking in Draconic.
What's Draconic?
The language of the dragons.
Oh.
You understand it. Barely. He says, get through the gate.
I want to say, why?
He doesn't say anything. Out of nowhere, you see the copper dragon just pull one of the shield, just magically makes one of the shields come up from the crowd that's all rusted and hits you in there. You take 1d6 non-lethal damage. Oh, you don't have to worry anytime soon. You have to get 20 non-lethal damage to actually take a point. So you're fine.
Did he just throw me through the portal?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he just threw you through the portal. And then the portal shuts.
No! Is he gonna be okay? He's dead.
You'll find that out later. The big boss is looking dead at you. Holding his blade to you. Asking you, in character, not time yet. Not time yet. He asks you, what happened to our greatest warlock?
I say, he's still fighting them. Character right now? I say. He's still in there fighting the dragon. No, I mean. I mean. Sorry, I meant to say. He's still in there fighting the elves.
You said something about a dragon. Do the elves have control of a dragon?
No, but your greatest warrior does.
What do you mean? Kelvar has control over a dragon.
Well, I'm not sure you can see for yourself, but I'd say that if the portal was still open.
And it's gonna take us months to reopen it.
He's still in there. I heard him saying, "Dragon, get out of here," when he picked up his shield and pushed me out.
That's funny. He never said that to anyone. He always told us stay and fight with him. Anything else off about what happened?
Well,
And anything he casted, anything he did, scrolls?
Yeah, he had 3 scrolls, and his eyes were black.
Out of character, you remember the eyes of the dragon bleeding black. You don't know that he's controlling the dragon. You just know a dragon came out of nowhere with the same eye color as him and just turned all of them to dead. In character. So I'm going to ask you again. What is he doing?
I think he's taking control of the dragon to defeat the elf.
Now why would Kelvar be that stupid? And how could he gain such power?
I don't know. All I know is that he has... I think that he has taken over the... The Copper Dragon.
The Copper Dragon was lost in time.
That's weird because I swear I saw the Copper Dragon.
You did? Mm-hmm. No one's ever... Out of character, you did. Mm-hmm. No one's ever been able to summon one. No one's been able to summon him at all. Why do you think Kelvar is their greatest warlock? He's their warlock fighter. That sword of his... It's the same sword from my dad's campaign. Same drow. From my dad's campaign is a half-deity.
Wow.
From my dad's campaign.
Your dad must be really good.
Both of my parents were gods. They took control over 2 drow and conceived me. But... Do you tell him about what you saw on the scrolls? All parts of a pentagram leading to the same exact color and shape of the one that was summoning the dragon? In character.
Yes.
Okay, speak of what was on those scrolls.
It was a pentagram summoning a dragon. Pentagram was on the scrolls, and in the sky, there formed a pentagon.
Pentagram, you mean?
Pentagram, I mean.
I can clearly see you ain't good at, literature. So, but I will ask you again. How did the gates close? Out of character. 3 wizards from the elves casted for the 2 golems to disappear, and 1 casted for shut.
Elf wizards that got rid of some of your stone guys, then another one did, and then the other one shut the gate by saying shut.
Wait a minute, they brought their 3 strongest wizards for a mere town raid. The only person we brought back from there who wasn't a part of our soldiers already was you.
There you see my backpack is dripping blood. Sorry, that's my mom's head. It's it's dripping a little. Come on, I'll make this blood stop.
Get a quarters ready for her. You are straight up evil.
Pushing up where the blood is dripping. When it's done dripping and the cup is full. Nice day outside.
We're in hell.
In hell. It's a nice day in hell.
It's always nighttime.
It's a nice night in hell. I finished my blood.
Wow. Out of character. A couple of dudes walk up to you.
Yeah.
And they're talking to the leader. In character. Why have you brought a mere stranger into our kingdom? You hear the leader say, well, it wasn't my call, it was our warlock's call.
Yes, queen.
That foolish warlock. He's always doing such things to, what's the word? Prolong our...
old-fashioned.
Our evolution.
Because we're fancy.
Our evolution has been stalled time and time again because of him. Yeah, and as far as I see it, he's out there taming a copper dragon. The ancient copper dragon. Me, that's impossible. It was lost to time.
Me butting in and saying, it's still in there. And he actually has control of it.
If he does, then he might have just sold his only, remains of his body and his soul to it. Because there's no way of getting it out of the null void. At least, there shouldn't be. The king, decrees. That battle out there is none of your business. It is mine and the person who escaped from it.
Me just bidding and saying, are you talking to me?
Of course I'm talking to you. We will talk later about this matter. You see the king just walk away as he drops the rest of his cape down that he was holding. He was holding it like this, like Batman.
Cake Batman?
No, just holding it like this and then lets go of it and immediately flips back into place. But as he's walking away, you notice there's something weird about his cape. There's a pentagram on it. The same color as the ones on the scroll and in the sky.
Me gonna go try to take the cake?
You don't want to take the cape. You do not want to take the cape. He will murder you.
No, not the cape. The cake.
Oh yeah, there's just a random piece of cake on the table. When you take a bite out of it. It's the worst thing you've ever tasted. But then again, it feels like you're at home, so you like it.
There's a little bit of blood on it. Stop staring at me, people!
You see one of the noble sons walks over and sits in front of you at the table. And he's just staring at you maniacally. No, he's right where I am.
Don't touch my food.
I don't want your food. You think you can just walk in here and take the attention from me?
Yes.
Then you're dead wrong.
Shovecakes.
You see him pull out a book, and you hear him start chanting.
What book you got there? Me throwing a piece of dice at him.
Ow! You see it doesn't faze him as he's still talking, as you're just throwing random things at him at this point. Well, like, stop. Stop throwing stuff at him, because it's just going to make him angrier, and it's just going to make the spell 10 times worse. When you see his father, who is one of the nobles who likes you, Because he saw how ruthless you are and saw you drinking blood. He admires you. And he walks over, and this is this kid's dad. So you want to be a spoiled brat again?
Are you talking
just,
to me?
No, he's not talking to you.
Okay, I was about to say
you
what?
You see the little boy still chanting as his irises are turning red. As his eyes are turning red. And he's looking dead at you.
He says me. Then you hear me saying, so scary. It looks like my mother's blood.
You see him still chanting, but he flips you off.
Flips you off 2 times.
You see the dad walk over and smacks him so hard in the head that he goes flying. Just boom!
Just like,
and he gets flung into a giant pile of ash and bone.
Is that your
and he
bone?
Grabs the book. Why did you take my book from my library, you idiot?
He was chanting a Cakeberry song, I think.
Can you tell me which page he was on? And you show him to the last page in the book.
That one.
That idiot was about to summon a demon. He was about to summon a Balar. Which, if you don't know, it's basically a demon from Doom.
I know. Then I say, hold on. Alright, he said before he started chanting that, do you think you can just come in here and take all the attention away from me?
My son needs to go through some intense beating.
Beat him hard.
Character. This is the Balar of this universe.
So he was basically trying to spawn that thing on me?
Yeah. No, he was trying to turn into it.
Oh.
Yeah, which makes the entire game 10 times worse. On your part. So, yeah.
These are my dice.
You get to your quarters that they assigned for you.
It's
one of their better quarters.
Why? Am I better?
You don't know that. The king knows the king / leader. He can't be overthrown. He knows exactly who you are and what power you uphold in the demon society.
I know what you're talking about.
You don't know that, though. And I'm not telling you anymore. Which is where, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave the episode off.
It's getting good.
That's how you're a good DM. Let there be cliffhangers. Do you have any last words for the camera? For the podcast?
Yeah. Today was really fun, and I hope I come back soon.
Next podcast, we're going to be talking about Call of Duty lore.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not going to be there.
Dang it.
All right, guys. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Bye.
And if you enjoyed this, leave a like and follow me for some more content. I'll be publishing daily. All right, but see y'all later. Bye-bye.